Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. In 1 Samuel, which is in the Old Testament, in chapter 3, this is when Samuel was a kid. Samuel was one of the biggest, most important prophets in the Old Testament. Perhaps the most important prophet there was in Israel. Samuel was a remarkable guy, and he did some pretty amazing things. He's the one who made King David to be king, which was big, because in Israel, that was a very big deal. And Samuel made King David to be king, and God told him to do it. Now, when Samuel was a little kid, and he wasn't actually much older than you guys, he was a little kid, he was a young guy, and God called Samuel. Now, Samuel did not understand what was going on yet, because he didn't really know how to hear from God yet. By the way, everybody can learn to hear from God. Everybody should learn to hear from God. We all need to. And Samuel didn't know how to hear from God because he was still very young. And God was calling him, and God said, "Samuel, Samuel." And God thought it was this guy, Eli, who was training him. He was his teacher, he was also a priest, but he was training Samuel. And God called Samuel, and the third time, Eli figured it out. Eli wasn't very good at it. But Eli figured out, oh, this is God calling you, Samuel. And so Samuel finally responded to God. Now, here's the point of that. Samuel was just a kid. He wasn't an adult. He wasn't a soldier. He wasn't a politician. He wasn't anything that you would really consider to be that impressive just yet. He was just a kid. He was growing up still. But God already had a plan for his life. And God started guiding Samuel in that plan from the day that Samuel was born. And you know what? He's doing the same thing for you guys. God has a plan for your life. And God is putting together that plan from the day that you were born. He's putting that plan together. You don't know the plan because you don't know the outcome of the plan. But God will work it out so that he reveals things to you, so that you make the right decisions, so you go to the places you need to go and do the things you need to do, and you don't necessarily even realize what's going on. But then when you turn around and look back, you see, wow, this was the plan of God. God did do some pretty amazing things for me. The impossible. God can do the impossible for you. There was another young guy named David, King David. He was also called by God when he was a kid. Samuel was sent by God to anoint David to be king when he was a young guy. He was not an adult yet. He was a young guy. And the plan of God was already playing out in his life when he was a young guy. God anointed him to be king. He was somewhere between 10 and 15 years old. So let's say he was about 13, 14 years old. And God anointed him to be king. When he was 15 years old, he slew the Philistine, the giant. That giant was 9 feet tall. He was an actual giant. There was an entire race of these people. They lived in the land of Canaan. And so there was a race of these very big guys, very strong, very powerful guys. And David was 15 years old. Now, the way that David got there was kind of interesting. David was not sent. Nobody wanted David to go there. The king said to David, "No, you cannot go. You're a kid. You cannot handle this guy." Soldiers said to David, "You cannot go. You cannot handle this guy. You're a kid. Don't do it, David." But David was very confident because David trusted God in that plan. Now, even before this, even when he was less than 15 years old, David had already, as a shepherd, killed a lion and a bear. And he did that because he trusted God. He wasn't afraid of a lion and he wasn't afraid of a bear because he knew that God would take care of him, just like God took care of Daniel He was another big time prophet, except he was a prophet for Israel when Israel was in a very hostile place called Babylon. And they didn't like Israelis too much. And sometimes they were more friendly than others. But Daniel got some really important, nasty people angry with him, and they threw him into a den of lions. And those lions were kept hungry. And when somebody got thrown in, the lions would eat them pretty much immediately. Daniel was thrown into this den of lions, but he trusted God to the point where he simply laid down and fell asleep. And the lions didn't touch him. And when the king saw that, how God protected Daniel, the king took the guy who had Daniel thrown in there, he got thrown into the lion's den, and the lion ate him right away. You see, God's always going to take care of you in His plan. The safest place to be is in the plan of God. The safest place to be is in the will of God. God will always take care of you when you're in His plan. And He has a plan for your life. The fact that you're young does not change the fact that God has a plan for you. The fact that you're young does not mean that God is not already guiding you in that plan. He is. At this point of your life, He has been guiding you in that plan for several years. You may not know the outcome. You don't need to know the outcome. If I knew the outcome of my life, let's say 10 years ago, I would either try to rush to it or maybe I would try to run away from it. But either way, I would try to influence it, and I would influence it in a way that God doesn't necessarily want. So He doesn't always tell me the outcome, but He gives me glimpses. He speaks to us on a need-to-know basis. You need to know this. Okay, fine. And He gives me that part that I need to know in order to continue in the what He wants. Okay, He's going to do the same for you. He is doing the same for you. And He's going to order your steps. He's going to put it all together for you throughout your entire lives. So the big question is, not so much, is there a plan? Yes, there is. The big question is, am I going to trust God in the plan? And the answer is, yes, I am. I am going to trust God in the plan. Just like Samuel did, just like David did, just like so many people have in the past and so many people do today. You trust God in the plan. Why? Because you see God come through for you. That's why. I've seen impossible things happen. A lot of people have. One of my favorite stories about that is people from the Iraq War, soldiers, Christians, talking about how God protected them. Colonel, I'm sure you've heard of some of these also.
Yes.
If you've ever been shot at, you can hear the bullets. You can hear them in the air. It's like a whistle. And the soldiers all describe this. As the enemy is shooting at them, they can hear the bullets passing them, like a whistle. There was a soldier that I read about in particular. He knew the bullet was heading for him. And the bullet went around him. When a few years ago, there was a terror group called Hamas, bad guys. They were trying to attack Israel with rockets. And the rockets would all miss. And it's not like they were shooting from far away. They were shooting from up close. And the rockets would all miss. And there was a reporter, an American reporter, who asked the general that was in charge of the rockets that they were firing at Israel, "What's wrong with your rockets? They all miss." And he says, "Absolutely nothing is wrong with our rockets. Their God is protecting them and sending our rockets off course." And they could see how the rockets were going one way, and then they would turn and they would land somewhere totally different than where they were aimed. Same thing happened in 1969. Again, for Israel, they went to war against Egypt. There were a few thousand Israelis, and there were many, many, many more Egyptians. And they met in the desert, and all these Egyptian tanks were going up against Israel. Israel should have lost that war. But you see, that was not the plan of God. The plan of God was that Israel win that war. But Israel should have lost that war because the Egyptians had many more soldiers and they had a lot more tanks than the Israelites. The Israelites were brave, though. They were bold. And so they go into the desert against the Egyptians, and the Egyptians are there in much bigger numbers. And as the Egyptians are in the desert, in their tanks, they stop. Now, a lot of Egyptian soldiers told this story. They stopped. The Egyptians got out of their tanks, and they ran away. Now, there was no reason to do that. They had a much bigger army, much stronger army. And when they asked the soldiers, what happened? Why did you do that? Because leaving a battle as a soldier, you can get in a lot of trouble for that. And so they asked, why did you do that? And the Egyptian soldiers all said the same things. They said, when we saw the Israelites, we saw an army of angels above them. And we knew we were going to be killed. Because it wasn't just the Israelites, it was also the angels. Now, if this was one guy, it would be, okay, whatever, you're nuts. If it was two guys, 10 guys, 50 guys, it was all of them. All of them said that. We saw the angels, and we knew they would kill us. And so we ran away. You see, Israel was being taken care of by God's plan. The same thing happens for people, like that soldier. It was not God's plan that that soldier should die on the battlefield. So God took care of that soldier, even though the enemy was shooting right at him. And a lot of them were shooting right at him. And God took care of him on the battlefield. God takes care of you in the same way. A lot of times people don't even think about it, but they'll be driving in a car and they come very close to a very bad accident and they thought, wow, that would have been bad if that had happened. Yeah, God just took care of you in the car. It was not God's plan for something to happen. You see, God's plan is real, and God has a plan, and He has a plan that's specifically made for you. There's a purpose that God made you for. And that purpose is something you will enter into. All you have to do is trust Him. And He will cause you to enter into the purpose that He set up for you. That purpose is important, is valuable, and it's a gift that God gives to you personally. Your whole life is going to be determined by that purpose. Now, you may be somebody famous, you may never be famous at all. You may be rich, you may be poor, it makes no difference. It's God's purpose. And that's what's important, is God's purpose. It's like I have a fancy cup and I have a plain cup. Both of them have a purpose. And at the right time I use the fancy cup and at the right time I use the plain cup. But it's me who decides which cup I use. It doesn't mean that one cup is better than the other. They're just different cups. For a different purpose. Doesn't mean that one person is better than another if they are used this way or that way. No, that's not how it works. They're just different people with a different purpose. But this you can be sure of. God will cause you to enter into His purpose because the plan is already in place for that purpose to be fulfilled. Do you understand that? Okay, good. That's it for today.